The city approved a temporary use permit measure for mobile food vendors like food trucks back in May. Just in a nutshell, what are the provisions of this measure?
Well, it's quite extensive. In May, the mayor and council adopted what they're calling a pilot program for mobile food vending. So it deals with food trucks. It also deals with carts, hot dog carts and the like. The 7-page document came out and quite honestly shocked many, many people. There's a handful of people who maybe knew about it, but all of a sudden it was thrust upon the world of Orlando. And there are a variety of provisions in there. Quite honestly, many of which we find just fine. Mm-hmm. Some of them have reasonable regulation dealing with health and safety issues. Some of the things that we found shocking and quite burdensome dealt with really where in the city the mobile food vendors could operate, more importantly, where they cannot operate, days of the week they could operate, number of days of the week, and so on, and found that they were quite restrictive.
Well, you talked about health and safety just now. There were regulations before, I'm guessing, controlling the state of your food truck or those kinds of food health and safety issues.
Absolutely, those regulations do exist, and then we're discussing differences between responsibilities of the state and then city government. State government, the food truck operators are regulated by the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, Division of Hotels and Restaurants, and they are regulated precisely and exactly in the same way and manner as a brick and mortar restaurant is. They're subject to all the same inspections. A person in the kitchen of a truck, as well as the kitchen of a brick and mortar, has what's called a serve safe certificate or designation, which everyone in the state of Florida has. So those health and safety issues are addressed by state regulation across the board. The city hadn't, in the city code, City of Orlando had not until now addressed mobile food vending. It just really wasn't something that was, in writing. And this part of the issue is that when they decided to do something here, the city staff felt that since the city didn't particularly specifically speak to mobile food vending, it fell into what they call intensive retail. So in their mind, it was no different than if you pulled up a car, opened your trunk, and sold T-shirts out of it. Here, you're pulling up a truck and you're selling food. Mm-hmm. So they kind of just lumped it all in a catch-all. And, we feel that this is something that, should be looked at differently. And we certainly feel by the demand of the people of Orlando and the incredible outpouring of support we have with, nearing 1,500 fans on Facebook for our Central Florida Food Truck Alliance page that this is something that people want. Mm-hmm. So, we're here to ask the city, and what we've been working on is making our voices heard and letting the city know that they need to take another look at this.
Well, I want to ask you, Dan, when does enforcement begin and what can vendors expect when it does?
That's a good question, exactly when enforcement begins. We've heard different ranges of times, ranging from August, September, and October, and ranging from phasing in a sense, to total enforcement across the board. Chief Planner of City of Orlando in a meeting told us that we could expect to see that the hot dog carts in the downtown core area of Orange Avenue would be the first thing we'd see removed. So we're really not exactly certain. Everything that in what they're calling the pilot program, the current rules that exist now currently exist. So at any moment, and we've been told this from day one, that code enforcement would respond to any complaints, but they wouldn't necessarily be proactively enforcing it. Mm-hmm. So at any day. And then what can we expect is, fines in the $100, $150 range for violations and then up from there for second and subsequent violations.